This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Now, back-to-back winning weeks. We had a rough Thursday night. We split. We won the under. We lost with the Patriots. Cam Newton, Patriot offense, embarrassing. On the year, when it comes to super contest style picks, now, we've been a little better when you include the primetime games. 31-33-1. Not bad considering we were 10 under 500 to start the year. We have come roaring back. But you know what? We ain't roaring back until we have a winning year. That's what I want to do. Back-to-back winning weeks, week 14. Without further ado, it is now time for the world-famous JJ After Dark Unlocks of the Week.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here. Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
So, in our little competition, which Pete Hoffman got involved with a little too late, but hey, better late than never, Harris Allen, the maestro, continues to roll. Another winning week. He's at 35-29-2. I am at 31-33-1. Mike Fliegelman is basically a half game behind me at 30-33-2. And not bad for our buddy Pete Hoffman, who's 5-3 in limited duty. So, Pete, if you were playing in the competition for all of the 14 weeks, you know, with that percentage, who knows? We'll never know. You might get a little side prize. You finish over 500. I'll think of something. But let's get right to it. Game one. I love the Indianapolis Colts laying the 3 against the Vegas Raiders. Did anybody see Vegas last week against the New York Jets? Easily a game they should have lost. I don't buy this notion that the juju beating the Jets is carrying over into this game. And Indianapolis, not for nothing, has been pretty darn good against the number on the road against winning teams. Listen to this. The Colts are 10-3 against the spread in their last 13 games on the road versus teams with the winning record. I don't buy the Raider defense. I think Indianapolis has been a good team to me. They've covered a whole lot of games for me, especially over the last few weeks. I'm going back to the well here. I like the Colts laying the 3. Game 2. This is probably one of, if not my favorite play of the week. The only thing that has given me limited hesitation is the fact the line hasn't moved. But my goodness, I love the Tampa Bay Buccaneers laying 6.5 against the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings should have lost to the Jaguars last week. The Viking defense is nothing to write home about. Tampa Bay coming off a bye. Tampa Bay playing a very tough schedule. All right, they struggled against the Rams. Whole lot of teams have done that. Struggled against the Saints. Whole lot of teams have done that. Hung in the second half against Kansas City. I think this is a big breakout game for Tom Brady and company. I'm going to lay the 6.5. Tampa gets it done in game number two. Game number three, I'm giving you a local game, and no, it's not the Giants and the Cardinals. That's a complete stay away for me. It is the Jets and the Seattle Seahawks. I am breaking one of the rules of the manifesto. I normally never, ever, ever lay double digits. I'm doing it here because I think it's a brutal spot for the Jets. They're beat up. They're going across the country. And Seattle's coming off a terrible performance against the New York Giants. Seattle needs a win. Seattle needs a get-right spot. This is the perfect team to go and have a get-right spot against. Can't stress that enough. I think it's a big day for Russell Wilson. I think Jamal Adams makes a play or two against this old team. And I'm going to feel frisky enough to lay 14. Give me Seattle in what will be a margin victory. Game four. We've been hitting at the overreaction line of the week. I think we have it. It's Pittsburgh and Buffalo. And I know there are a whole lot of Bill fans listening. Our buddy Justin in Floral Park. The great Carver High. Probably ticked off about the fact that I'm picking against the Bills again. But I'm doing it. Because this line makes no sense. Buffalo should not be favored in this game. And I like the fact that Pittsburgh now is coming off of two subpar performances. One against the Ravens, which was a win. The other in a loss against the Washington football team. I think you're going to see that Pittsburgh wide receiver core step up in a big way. I think this could be a week where you see a big Josh Allen turnover or two. Our consensus line is at 1.5. Steelers are better. I'm taking the points. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers to get it done. And last but not least, maybe this is a little bit of a homer pick. But you know what? YOLO, baby. YOLO. Because in this spot, considering how good they've been against the spread, 9-3 on the year, I'm taking the Miami Dolphins plus the 7 to keep it close against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I'm betting against the best player in football. I'm betting against the best team in football. Are the Chiefs going to go and win every single game now from here on out? I don't see it. Miami has players in that secondary. They have a pass rush. And you saw Tua in that second half light it up. That's going to be imperative in keeping this game close. You're not winning this game against Kansas City 2017. I think ultimately Patrick Mahomes makes a big play and Kansas City finds a way to win. 35-31, 31-27, right around there. 7 points is too many points. Last but not least, we're going to a team that's been good to us. Give me the Miami Dolphins. He's a half game back of me. He followed up what was a miserable two-week stretch with a baller, week 13. We welcome in the great Nittany Lion, Mike Fliegelman, who's ready to rock. Mike, good evening, good sir. How are you?
What's going on, JJ? Yeah, you mentioned it. I had those two awful weeks in a row. I erased one of them last week, and now I have to do it again. And just like last week, I'm with you on a bunch of these games. The first one that I'm with you on is the Bucks -6.5 against the Vikings. Tom Brady, 13-4 after the bye in his career. Obviously, it's with a different team and a much better head coach, but I still like the old quarterback, Tom Brady, after a week of resting and relaxing to come back and give you a good effort at home against the bad Vikings defense that you mentioned. They should have lost to the Jaguars last week. And, of course, any Jets fan wishes they did lose to the Jaguars last week, unless it wasn't meant to be. But I'm rolling with the Bucks. Game number two, I'm going to have to spoil a pick here for the maestro and announce that this is going to be a family play, I think. I'm taking the Colts -3. The Colts have been impressive. That defense is tremendous. And how could anybody be impressed by what they saw out of the Las Vegas Raiders last week? I just think this is a contender versus a pretender. Even on the road, I'm taking the Colts -3. It's a small line. Game number three, the last one I'm with you on, is the Seahawks -2 touchdowns. The Seahawks need this get-right game after what the Giants did to them last week. It's long travel for the Jets after a heartbreaking loss. The brilliant offensive mind, Adam Gase, closes the playbook, and he announces it pretty much when he doesn't have all three of his wide receivers healthy. We know the Jets are without Denzel Mims, maybe without Jamison Crowder, too. I just don't think the Jets are showing up for this game, and Jamal Adams will get to set the single-season defensive back sack record against the team, even though Jets fans, most of them, are rooting for a loss at this point. Just another sting for what's been an awful year for the Jets before hopefully turning it around with Trevor Lawrence in 2021. Game number four, I am taking the Giants. I heard everything you said. It's all true, but man, I just get to take this defense with how great and tenacious they've looked at home as a dog against a Cardinal offense that's banged up. Hopkins, Murray hasn't looked right in a couple of weeks. They're traveling from the West Coast to the East Coast. I just like the Giants here. This is a team that they know they're obviously in playoff contention now. The division is theirs if they keep rolling. And Joe Judge seems like the kind of guy that'll motivate them. They know it's there, but they're not going to get too cocky or sure of themselves. They know they still have to get the job done on the field, and I think they do it. I'm taking them plus the 2.5, and yeah, I'll be betting them on the money line. Game number 5, really tempted to throw the Steelers in here because, like you said, it's an overreaction line, but I'm going with the ultimate revenge game instead. Deshaun Watson finally gets to show Ryan Pace in person how badly he messed up in the 2017 draft. Plus, we fade the Bears, and we fade Mitchell Trubisky, so Texans minus 1.5.
Yeah, I can't fight you on that. Listen, when in doubt, fade Mitch all day, every day. Fleegs, job well done. It's tight in these standings, bro. Let's hope we both have a winning week. I'll sign for that right now, okay?
I'll take another 4-1. You have a great night and great weekend.
There you have it. Good stuff there from Mike Fliegelman. Real quick for the maestro who's in the lead. Rolling with us with the Colts has the Green Bay Packers laying 7.5. New Orleans, he's laying the 7. Brownies on Monday night, he is taking them plus the 2 points. And we are heads up with the Chiefs. He's laying the 7 against the Miami Dolphins. Now, Peter Hoffman, you got a winning record right now, bro. You're hot. You want to keep that going. What do you have on the docket for us?
First of all, I just want to say that I am not touching the Giants, Cardinals. I feel you. It's just the Giants defense, no matter how much I love them, there's some injury issues there. And again, if Daniel Jones doesn't come back, I'm just not comfortable yet picking them against Arizona. I understand that the offense is a little hurt for them as well, but I just feel very uncomfortable picking that game. So I'm going to go with you, though, however, with the Seahawks. No-brainer every week I will pick against the Jets because they're just terrible. That's just very simple. They're terrible. I also have the Packers. I love this game. They're just too good. The Lions are too awful. It just makes no sense not to go with the Packers. I'm with you on the Colts as well over the Raiders because, listen, if the Raiders had to play that game that close with the Jets, we got issues. And I think you've said it. You don't bet against Phillip Rivers, so I'm going to go with him on this one. 49ers I'm in on. I'm also in on the Texans as well. I'm with Fliegelman on that pick. So those are my picks. Seahawks, Packers, Colts, Niners, and Texans.
Couple of family plays right there, and in case you missed mine, Tampa laying 6.5, Miami plus the 7, Seattle laying 14, Indy, which is a family play, we're all laying 3, and I got the Pittsburgh Steelers plus the 4.5. Job well done by Pete Hoffman and Mike Fliegelman. It's been a fun week of Odds on Sports. Chris Moore, the legend, the OG, is coming up in a little bit. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Be good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.